The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See live off the record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Peter Roker's Gas Station, Prince Masters, RF Bike and Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. The cabinet of the Bahamas, led by the Prime Minister, came into Grand Bahama, and there were some announcements made by Prime Minister in a statement that we are going to talk about today. Yes, we have a break in our series because of a scheduling issue. That's okay. So tomorrow we will be joined by the Central Bank and the Credit Bureau about credit management. And then on Friday, we'll deal with insurance as per our schedule. There are one or two things later on in the show I'm going to be talking to you about. But it is interesting that we have an opportunity to talk about Grand Bahama. Lots of questions were being raised about Grand Bahama. And while the Prime Minister has consistently suggested that these questions were only being raised by the opposition, that is, I can tell you that. The media has been curious about Grand Bahama, what's been happening with the Grand Lucaya, has $120 million been paid or not, what is happening with the deal, has the hotel actually been sold and the conveyance consummated. Not just the opposition. We've asked on this show, others have asked on other shows, the members of the press I have read ask about this, the public is asking about this. I move around Grand Bahama, they're asking me, they're asking me what's happening. I don't know. So lots of people beyond the opposition, I would suggest that the voices of the media and others have probably been more elevated about the questions than even the opposition in some instances matters. But there have been lots of people asking questions, lots of curiosities. What's happening with the airport? You know, was not the airport funding secured and the contractor secured from United Kingdom about the airport? That seemed to have stalled. And the Prime Minister said that new arrangements were being sought. Wasn't there a Saudi Arabia arrangement that was supposed to be funding this? What's been happening? So lots of people have been asking questions about these things. Is there anything else happening in Grand Bahama? And so forth and so forth. Well, the Prime Minister gave a national address the other day and indicated that he would be traveling to Grand Bahama. His cabinet would be traveling to Grand Bahama. And I saw a number of cabinet ministers in Grand Bahama. And that he would have some things to say then about Grand Bahama. So naturally, if you were somebody waiting for answers to questions, it would have behooved you to wait and listen to what the Prime Minister and his team had to say. And so the Prime Minister made some statements. In a speech delivered yesterday, the Prime Minister indicated that from the start of his term, he had made his position clear and that he was not prepared to accept the status quo, not in energy, not in governance, and not in an economy that placed unnecessary burdens on Bahamian families and businesses. Remember that now. The status quo means I'm not going to keep things as they were. So the Prime Minister said in his speech, today I want to begin by announcing, and I want you to listen. I'm gonna read the words of the Prime Minister. Okay, I listened to the words and I've read the words, and I'm now reading the words. He says, by announcing the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the government of the Bahamas and Emira Incorporated relative to the Grand Bahama Company. He said, this memorandum of understanding reflects a shared commitment to explore, a new path forward for energy in Grand Bahama. He says, when completed, this would mark the first time the government of the Bahamas could control the power company since the Oxford Creek Agreement was signed. When completed, this would mark the first time the government of the Bahamas could control the power company since the Oxford Creek Agreement was signed. He said this is important because it will result in electricity rates across the Bahamas, ending a long-standing disparity between Grand Bahama and the rest of the country. It matters because it strengthens national energy planning, and it matters because it directly supports our broader energy reform agenda aimed at bringing down the cost of electricity for Bahamian households and businesses. He says this is not control for its own sake. It is about fairness. It is about affordability. It is about aligning energy policy with the needs of the people and the modern economy we are building. Says this memorandum of understanding represents progress. It reflects careful work, serious engagement, and a willingness to do what previous administrations avoided. We are moving deliberately, responsibly, and in the public interest. And we are doing so because accepting the status quo, he says, was never an option. So that's on the power company in the mirror. Well, now the way the Prime Minister stated it, it seemed as if there was an agreement, a memorandum of understanding done, and then sometimes, well, not so done. Well, Emira had something to say about this. So what did Emira say? It's the other side of the memorandum of understanding, possibly. Emira's person wrote, Dave, I assume, colleagues, I'm writing regarding Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis's comments today regarding the signing of a memorandum of understanding with Emira Inc. He says, on the potential purchase of Grand Bahama Power Company. Now the Prime Minister didn't mention the purchase of the power company. He talked about control. He didn't say purchase, but this is what the person says. He says, I realized this news came as a surprise and I wanted to address that and share more information. And he says, firstly, this is reportedly a letter from them. Firstly, I want to acknowledge that hearing this via a press conference from the Prime Minister is far from ideal for our valued employees. Our overwhelming preference was to ensure we could complete a transaction before any information was shared. So there's no transaction completed according to Emira. But the Prime Minister felt the news could not wait. As far as what the Prime Minister said in his press conference about a possible purchase of the company, there are two important points I want to confirm. One, we do share mutual goals with the government around ensuring Grand Bahamians have access to reliable power at an affordable cost. This has always been, listen to the man, this has always been Emira's priority. And we have indeed been in discussions with the government on how best to accomplish this together. This does include a possible option for the government to purchase the Grand Bahama Company. Possible option. He says, two, while the discussions are active and have been productive, there is no final agreement at this time. Please know we are working closely with the management team on next steps. And as discussions continue, we promise to keep you informed of any significant progress or final decision. I know that a potential change of ownership can feel unnerving and potentially distracting. I urge you to put safety first, as you always do. Keep your mind on task. Be mindful of your co-workers and continue to focus on delivering for our customers. If you have questions, please bring them to your leader or directly to me. So what do we know? Not what we speculate about. What do we know? There's no agreement. There's no memorandum of understanding signed. There is no agreement. We know that Emira did not want to have an announcement made about anything that they were doing or potentially doing. But the Prime Minister insisted that it needed to be. Why? Why make this announcement? This announcement amounts to a whole lot of maybe, coulda, woulda, maybe so. I mean, it really, why was it critical? Why was it important to make the announcement now? Right? And then I'm going to talk about something else the Prime Minister announced, because it's important to make this announcement now, but an announcement about that other thing didn't come. Why is it not important to announce I have $120 million from the sale of Grand Lucaya? It's in the bank. Why not? Have you heard that announcement? You haven't heard that announcement. What is happening with the Grand Lucaya deal? Any announcement about that in particular? I mean, like, seriously, like, the next step, is this going to happen? The next step? No, no announcement about that? No. Why is it important to announce not the sale, the purchase of Grand Lucaya? I mean, Grand Bahama Power Company, not the purchase of it. To announce a possible conclusion of a memorandum of understanding. This is not even the contract. To possibly control the Grand Bahama Power Company. That's the first thing. Why was it important to make that announcement now? Why now? Okay. Secondly, and this is far off now. This is dead far off. Why would the government ownership of the Grand Bahama Power Company put Grand Bahamians in any better government's ownership of the Bahamas? But the BPL doesn't put Nassauians, people in New Providence, in a better situation than they're in. They are complaining about rates. Rates have not gone down with them. for them. And the government owns BPL, owns 100% BPL. Why would anyone think that the government's ownership of the power company would put Grand Bahamians in any better stead? First of all, if you check the record over years, Grand Bahama's power rates have sometimes been lower than New Providence, sometimes higher than New Providence, sometimes the same as New Providence. There's never any guarantee that it's going to be lower simply because higher or lower because it's Grand Bahama. No such person can make that case. Okay? It's sometimes it's above, sometimes it's below, sometimes it's right around there. Okay? Why would that change? Because the government owns the power company. Why would that change? Why would the delivery, because if there's one thing Grand Bahama has not complained about consistently with the power company, reliability. They may argue about the rates, just as they argue about the rates in New Providence. They may argue about the bills, but consistency. But in New Providence, that's been a chronic problem. And the government owns the power company. Why would anyone believe then that there would be a better scenario in which things are done? Think about this for a moment, folks. Think about this for a moment. The government of the Bahamas, concerned to lower bills, concerned to get more greater reliability, concerned to improve the infrastructure of the power company, signed what in effect is a privatization arrangement with others, with foreign private concerns, for the delivery, the distribution and delivery. I mean, the what is it called? What do they call it? And for the distribution, let's say, of the power in New Providence. Right? So the government felt like we own it, we control it, but we weren't doing a good job. So let's sign an arrangement with some private foreign concern to do that. Is a private foreign concern. What you think that? Is it a generation problem they're having down here? Is it a distribution issue they're having down here? What's going on that the prime minister says to lower the bill? To lower the bill. Is New Providence power bills lower now? Why would the government of the Bahamas, when have we ever thought the government coming into ownership of something has actually made it better in terms of reliability or even affordability? When was the last time you thought that was the case? Thirdly, and we're going to go to break soon. Thirdly, I have to ask, if the government comes to purchase BPL, where the government get money to purchase BPL from? How's that gonna happen? The government of the Bahamas is in a circumstance where, abundance of cash is not there. How does the government propose to fund an acquisition of BPL? And is it going to be a 100% acquisition, or is it 50% or 51%, et cetera? And attached to that, why would an Emira sell the Grand Bahama Power Company? Why would Emira? I could only imagine that a power company, an international power company, would sell off an asset because it don't see no future in it for themselves. Not in any big way. They must not think this is a profitable enterprise for them. They're going to sell it off? And sell it off at what price? I mean, I have to say this has been one of the most curious announcements I have heard in a long time. Very curious announcement. I mean, extremely curious. In the context of the government's privatized arrangements in Nassau to talk about a nationalization of the Grand Bahama Power Company, that's a strange, and to do it in this way, that begs a lot of questions for me. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a body. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit RF Group, 03-6000, RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, where we're talking Grand Bahama today because the Prime Minister and his team went to Grand Bahama, made some announcements. We're trying to understand these announcements. I did say to you guys this, and I mean this. I'm sorry if it offends people, and I indicated this as a result. That you have to remember that there's an impending election coming, and that I indicated to you that you should see many things in the context of that election. I mean, that's just a reality. Don't get shocked when politicians do what political people do and do political things. That shouldn't shock anybody because that's part and parcel of their modus operandi, especially in certain seasons of their lives. That's just how it goes. And so for me, I'm listening to the announcements, this is the backdrop against which I am listening to the announcement. A power company that has public shareholders, the Grand Bahama Power Company, owned by Emira, has public shareholders. Apparently is having discussions, according to the president of the Grand Bahama Power Company, having discussions with the government of the Bahamas about ways to make and keep power affordable and reliable, something that they, Emira says, they've always had at the forefront of their mind. So they're having discussions. And among the options for discussion, and I could tell you as a cabinet minister how that plays into things because, that might be the government's offering a suggestion, but that don't necessarily have to be the suggestion or offering of the other side. So among the options for doing that, how the government and the mayor could work together is the purchase of the Grand Bahama Power Company from Emira by the government. The Prime Minister announces a memorandum of understanding. If you walked away from the Prime Minister's speech, you would think this was almost a done deal, you know. But if you listen to the Emira person, it's not there. They're still having discussions, right? And the question we were asking really was one, what is this exactly? It's the Prime Minister indicated as an example that this could be the first time the government since the Oxford Creek Agreement signing could have controlled, be in control of the power company. A government of the Bahamas could always have been in control of the power company if it were interested to do so. Always. If a government of the Bahamas wanted to control the power company, it could go in parliament, pass a bill, and it can nationalize the power company. That could be done any day a government chose to do it. When the power company was sold from the Port Authority to a private concern, the government of the Bahamas could have gone in and bought the power company. Then it could have done that. Nothing would have stopped Selinden and those from doing that. It happened under their tenure. When the power company was sold to Emira, the Ingram administration could have done that. There nothing could stop the government from doing that. So at any time, the government could have come into control and ownership of the power company if it desired to do so. No government of the Bahamas has desired to do so. No government, certainly not the one, none I was involved with has ever had that desire. We were more desirous of entities, private and the public, owning the stuff than the government. Because we own stuff. We own the power company in Nassau, BPL. How is that working out? As a matter of fact, it was not working out so poorly that Ingram considered privatizing it. The Christie administration considered privatizing it. Y'all remember that? The Blue Waters? That was the Blue Waters, remember that? And I think as the Prime Minister then, as Minister of Public Works, was a policy directorate around that. And they did, in fact, have a management arrangement with a private company to manage BPL. Think about that for a moment. We had decided and determined that we, owning and managing the company, could not do a good enough job at it. So we sought private help to do so. And then lately, the government said, when it comes to distribution of the power and the transmission of the power, we're not doing a great job at that. So they went and got Pike, signed an agreement with Pike. We're not au fait on the details of that agreement because we haven't seen it, but an agreement with Pike to get Pike to do that. So we privatized the transmission and distribution portion of the operations to a foreign private company. So why would we then think, under those circumstances, that we would put Grand Bahamians as an example in a better stead by the government potentially owning the power company in Grand Bahama? And why would Emera sell it? Ask yourself that question. Why would they sell it? Why would Emera sell Grand Bahama Power Company? You think they'd sell it if they were making a great deal of profit on it? You think they would sell it if the amount they could sell it for was substantially higher than the one they would get it for? They bought it for? Or might they sell it because, you know what? This isn't a big jewel in our treasure chest. And it's probably more headache than we really want. Yeah, and the government won't take it? Okay. It raises a lot of questions. It does raise a lot of questions. The one reality is that in many respects, the announcements really don't amount to money, to anything concrete at all. So this is probably still significantly in evolution. So this text says, so what was their act in 2015, 2016 about regarding control? Say regulating. So this seems like an electioneering stupid, says that text though. This text says, so these people had a lot to say concerning government taking over the port power company. But my question is, why will it be seen in 90 days? In 90 days, the general election will be over. So that's very suspicious to me. And the airport in 18 months. Yes, they really think we are conk, says that text. See. Okay. So then the Prime Minister went on to make a further announcement. Prime Minister says, additionally, the government has mobilized Polycon, the construction company carrying out works for Grand Bahama International Airport, has engaged Bahama Hot Mix to commence on-site preparation works. Okay. So I have to say, when I read that, I was like, the government has mobilized Polycon. Who's Polycon? The Prime Minister says the construction company carrying out works for Grand Bahama International Airport. What construction works that are carrying on at Grand Bahama International Airport? I'm really, really serious. I'm serious. Okay, so the last bit of construction work I saw going on at Grand Bahama Airport. So if any of you are familiar with Grand Bahama Airport, you get off the plane. If you're coming from the United States, as I'm saying, you get off the plane and you enter the terminal from the back. And then as immediately as you enter the terminal, you end up in an area so that you can get on a line to see the immigration people. Beyond the immigration people, and I'm talking about three steps beyond, there is customs. Okay, so it's not a big area at all. It's more akin to something you'd see on one of the smaller family islands. It's not, you know. The last construction going on there was a piece was added to that area in maybe 500 by 1,000 feet or something like that. And I think I'd be, no, it wasn't 5,000. Maybe, not 500, maybe 200 by 500 or something like that added, okay, to that. That was it. That was a small contract. Was that Polycon who did that? Because that's the only construction that went on at the Grand Bahama Power International Airport, and that's the only one that has been going on there. And there's nothing. I just so I don't come on the radio and say something that wasn't factual. I went down to Grand Bahama International Airport. I drove up and down one end of the airport. I drove through the parking lots and stuff like that so I could see the whole thing. And there isn't a piece of equipment new down there. There isn't anything new. So I just wanted to satisfy myself that there isn't any construction going on down there at all. So it made me wonder, who is Polycon? When did the government sign a company to rebuild build a new airport? Who is Polycon? And what does it mean that the government mobilized Polycon? What does that mean? Was a bid, a new bid process entered into, and then Polycon won the bid? And if so, what were the terms of the bid? Like, who is Polycon? And Polycon goes ahead and mobilizes Hot Mix for what? To do what? You're building an airport or paving an airport or, like, what's going on here for site preparation? But site preparations require architectural drawings and stuff like that. And you need, like, what's going on? I don't know. But the Prime Minister says this marks an important transition from planning into physical activity on the ground, and it reflects our commitment to moving this project forward in a responsible and orderly way. Okay. Okay. Not sure. Honestly, I don't know. Says, as Bahamians know, the Grand Bahamian International Airport has experienced flooding multiple times over the years. Addressing this reality is not optional. It is essential. As a result, the environmental and flood mitigation work associated with the project is extensive. Environmental impact assessments, geotechnical studies, and flood mitigation surveys are currently being finalized to ensure the airport is built with the long-term resilience. Yeah, that's why the work is being finalized. That's why are you mobilizing Polycon and Polycon mobilizing Hot Mix when all this stuff is to be done? And I mean, like, we were asking all this time, what's happening with the airport? What's happening with the airport? Not a word. And now the Prime Minister seems to be suggesting, well, lots of work has been going on. Maybe even a contract signed with somebody named Polycon. Orderliness? Listen to me, guys. I'm telling y'all something. FNMPIB, DNACOI, you keep your politics to yourself. I think we can do better than this in how we communicate the business of the people of the Bahamas to the people of the Bahamas. Especially if these are good things going on. I mean, communicating effectively good things is great governance and can only inure to the benefit of people. Only. But this, like, you walk away from this information and honestly, you're not really settled on what's really going on, what's really happening. You're not. And I think we owe it to ourselves and the public to do it better. We really do. Right? I can tell you this much. And people in Grand Bahama talk to me. They don't do announcements. Many, many, many of them. Been there, done that, they say. We just do, actual do. It's just how, that's what happens when you defer hope for too long, whether it's the Ingram administration or the Christie administration or the Minnis administration or the Davis administration, when you defer hope too often, you know what happens? The heart gets sick and people get cynical. And now they treat announcements like just more words. Not deals, not big deals. They just treat them like big promises. and they listen to their mama and their daddy, when the mama and the daddy say, well, you know, a promise could be a comfort to a fool. That's just the nature of the reality on the ground for too many people in Grand Bahama. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll talk to you after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Flame Grill tastes better. Enter Burger King Nassau. You'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for a future that's hands-on and in demand? Discover the True Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute. Friday, February the 6th, 2026, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at BTVI's New Providence Main Campus, Old Trail Road. There's free admission, live entertainment, exciting giveaways, trade department coupons, and more. That's BTVI's Open House, this February the 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. See you there.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, please feel free to call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. 323-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 240-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good day, Zhivago. The PM's words alone infer that them purchasing the power company in Freeport is all a pipe dream. Besides, the government's record of running any profitable company or corporation is deplorable. This text says, say lots of fluff awaiting the decrease in my light bill. This is an MOU, not an HOA, as I understand it. Now, Pike said not profitable. They will dance around it until after elections. Another no-bid contract. So what about the EIA, et cetera? I give up, man. As usual, very nebulous and full of questions. Suck my teeth. Thing is, their modus operandi is, mom, they do not have to answer any questions. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. That's what the Bible says. This text says, there you go again, planting doubt in your continued effort of campaigning, but just like West End and Golden Isles, by election, it will get you nowhere. Both you and Michael Pintard are from Grand Bahama, who was a member of Parliament for Grand Bahama and delivered nothing. No matter how you try to get people to vote against this progress will never happen. And I say to you again that I understand you politicking and you believe, therefore, I am politicking, but you didn't even come on the show to boast about what your party is doing. And so you could just spit it out for us and so we can hear it all, right? But you want to come down on me because I'm questioning what I'm reading. I'm not the only one, bro. But you don't have to get me anywhere because I'm not trying to get anywhere. I'm not running for anything. I'm not trying to get anybody elected. For you're lying about that. I'm not trying to get anybody elected at all. But it's okay. Carry on smartly, as they say. Carry on smartly. Which was a whole lot of nothing. But again, don't say that because the texter before will think you and me are only just about trying to get somebody else elected. But those are your words, texter. This text says, sounds more like Polly Corn artist running a grifting game side. So, yeah, I didn't say that. This text says, in a time when Grand Bahamians are hurting, when we are looking for something good to happen for Grand Bahama, why would the PM play with our emotions and play word games with us? Okay. It says, Lang, you making 2,000% sense, even though the haters don't like what you are saying. My brother, when I was asked to do this show, I said to a dear colleague that I was going to be doing the show. You know what he said to me? He says, and don't carry water for anyone. I'm not carrying water for anyone, bro. Sis, trust me when I tell you that. If you make it make sense to me, I'm going to call it sense. And all of y'all know just how I do it on the show. So I'm sorry, FNM, because, you know, can I tell FNM something? The other day I was talking to an FNM leadership, someone in the FNM leadership. And they were saying to me, but, you know, life is really strange, that some of the same FNMs who used to call me talking about how you seem like you blowing us out the water are the same ones who call me to say, what did he say, but this, he said, but that. I say, yeah, I understand, brother. I've passed that business where I'm overly concerned about how people hear what I say if I'm speaking the truth or being sensible or reasonable. I really honestly don't care. Not that much. I only comment on it. That's what I've been doing, which is calling it as I could call it. That's all. It says, my question is, why the PM made this fairy tale announcement as opposed to explaining the $500 million loan by BPL that Pintard questioned and that still has not been explained from almost 1 year ago. It's Texas, but allowing the residents of Grand Bahama Island cannot allow any government of the Bahamas to purchase and operate the Grand Bahama Company. Just look at what has happened to the other islands of the Bahamas. The GBPA needs to advertise for a new power operator if Amira is leaving. As licensees and residents, we cannot allow this. Stand up, Grand Bahama, today. Say la, the mayor of Grand Bahama, 2026. Okay. This text says, good day. So you are saying black people can't run nothing? I am saying black people can't run nothing. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I am saying your government of the Bahamas decided it needed a foreign concern to manage BPL at one point. And just so you know, the person who they got was black. Just so you know. So do not text this show talking nonsense. The prime minister is a black man. The deputy prime minister is a black man. The cabinet is mostly black people. Okay? Many companies in this country run by black people. Don't get me mixed up in no shallow, ignorant nonsense about racism. I said they engaged foreign private concerns. Those were the words I used. Don't listen through your own ears to me. Listen to the words I speak. This text says, good day. Have you ever been given a task with a deadline, and when you realize you are not going to complete the task by the deadline, you do everything you can think of to distract your taskmasters of the fact that the task set before you will not be completed in time allocated? I'm getting the feeling that's what my employees... The text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm not sure if you can hear yourself shouting. The government owning the power company can make sure the rates are consistent countrywide. Not only can I hear myself shouting, I shout because I want to emphasize something. Okay? And if that bothers you, I'm so sorry. You should find something else to listen to. I'm no different than anyone else doing these shows and other things when you want to emphasize something. Very deliberate. When I go low, I'm deliberate. When I shout, I'm deliberate. Very deliberate. Very intentional. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Y'all think I come on this show pretending to be interested in the things I'm talking about? That's what some of you think. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm well. I got to ask you a question, and I want you to be brutally honest.
Mm.
You were part of the administration when BTC 51% was sold, right?
I was, yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know what was in the agreement, but I don't know if you had followed what's been happening, especially in some family islands, this many years after it's been sold. Have you?
Some of it.
Okay. Now, I can tell you, I'm an Androsian. The Hayman is an Androsian. The service in South Andrews, Mangrove Key, is deplorable.
Okay.
In my mind, the government who you were part of at that time, who made that deal, it should have stipulated the government have a mandate to keep the service at a certain level in all the Bahamas. And
it
if
did.
The company,
it
d- and
it,
if the
it
company
did.
Who purchased was not able to do that or demonstrated that they are not concerned about doing that, that should have been a clause for them to renege their 51%. Now,
okay, so, thank you for mentioning that. The deal, the agreement did speak to quality of service. It did. But you can't, I'm sorry, with the greatest respect to you, you cannot structure a deal on the basis that if you don't do this in a particular area or so, that then you're going to get your shares reneged. Nobody's going to do that. But can I also say this to you? Do you know that your government owns 49% of BTC?
See, I'm aware,
I mean the government of the Bahamas, our government.
I know. Even though the Honorable Perry Christian said he got 2% back, the 151. But anyway, now why am I saying this? With hindsight, just a brutal question. Would you say today, with hindsight, based on what has happened across the Bahamas with this service, are you pleased that it really got better or not?
Absolutely. I am absolutely certain if I had it to do again, I would make the same decision.
Okay.
And I've answered that before.
I was acknowledging
that CWC has not delivered spectacularly or even well everywhere and in every instance. That's acknowledging that.
Okay. Now why have I said what I've said? See, the Davis administration to me has made the mistake that the then administration of Hubert Alexander Ingram made, or is making again, or is about to make another one. You see, at the end of the day, service is supposed to be, we're supposed to be going, I know Selena has said to the new frontier, and somebody may say to the first world, but service in these basic companies should be available everywhere.
First of all, I think you're talking apples and oranges, to be quite frank with you. The power company and the BTCs, they're two different things altogether, right? But here's the thing. Today, any Bahamian who live in today, who used to live in the Bahamas prior to BTC's sale, do y'all really remember what cellular rates were and cellular service was like? Do you really remember that?
Yeah.
You sure you remember?
Yeah.
And let me ask you a question. When you were living in that time, if BTC was messing up, if Patelco was messing up, well, where was you going to turn? Who was you going to get cellular service from?
Really nobody.
Oh, I see. You remember how the towers were so scanty and all that kind of stuff? Your call used to drop almost all over the place?
Yeah.
Was there any internet service in the Family Islands? Any internet service?
It is scanty now, but in August, we still have a problem every other day. If the wind pick up. If the wind pick up, we have no service. If you have a good rain, sometimes we have no service.
I accept that, and you heard what I said. I acknowledge completely that in some places, there's no question, they have not delivered. But I'm saying, though, that our telecommunications sector is better off by many measures than it was prior to that sale. And I would dare anybody to bring me data that disputes that.
Okay, all right. I won't dispute it. I'm not about to disputing it. What I can tell you is this.
Is in Andres, the service is bad.
where I live in South Andres.
Yes, the service is bad.
I had internet intermittent from time to time. I had to go to Starlink. I wish I could find a Starlink cell phone so they could drop this one what I have too. But anyway,
yeah, I understand. Let me ask you a question. Before the sale of BTC, like, what did y'all do before then? I'm being serious. I'm just asking. What was the situation in Andres before then?
Here's the deal. The situation in Andres, the service to me, there were problems still, and many people couldn't get internet and still can't get internet.
Right.
Okay, honestly.
Right.
But right now, I think it's really worse.
Okay. Well, it's worse because you expected better too, hey?
Well, it's worse to me because at one point, even though my internet was unreliable, I had internet. And then I got to the point where I couldn't get no internet. So I went to Starlink.
Okay. I got to find out from BTC what that's about. But I appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot.
Hold on. I wish you could just give me a little bit more time.
Yeah, man. Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, the sale of the distribution and whatever part of a BPL or what point
transmission.
You know, I am not of the view that foreign people or whatever color people they want name could do it better. I am not of that view. I am also not of the view that the former prime minister civil behemoth Karen. That was a bad statement. I don't dislike him, but that was a bad statement. The point is this. If the powers of this country would stop politicizing everything and make the system a meritorious system where you earn your way places, this country could be 1,000 times better. But because they won't have control of every nick and cranny in this country, everything is down to mediocrity or mediocrity. You see what I'm saying? Let the best people who show that they are interested and they qualify themselves run things, not because he's a PLP, because he's an FLM. And we ain't gonna get no better until we throw that away.
Well, good luck with that, my friend. Good luck with that.
I know it's a far fetch, but that's what it's gonna take.
I live in the real world, and you know what? You could have your preference for PLP, you could have your preference for FNM. And you could still run an effective Bahamas. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that. And let me also say this to you. I do not share this view that some Bahamians share that all Bahamians could do everything and anything. That's nonsense. We know it's nonsense. Let me tell you why. I had two doctors deal with me for very serious matters. And both doctors, capable, extremely professional doctors, said to me at one point, Chivago, I'd prefer if you go and get this matter dealt with in the United States.
Okay, they're being honest.
That's my point. They're Bahamian doctors who acknowledge at this point, given what you are seeking to do, for your betterment, I would prefer that you do this.
Well, I can understand that because I had to do a spinal operation. And I've spoken to doctors in the States. And you know where I end up? I end up in South Korea.
There you go. So sometimes okay. Sometimes we are not the best at doing something, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I agree with that. I agree with that. But all I'm saying is this. If you create a system where people who demonstrate the ability to do things, rather than it being just political, you'll have a better result at the end of the day. That's what I am saying.
I agree with you 100%. And I also would add to that this. If you come to office as someone who has capable leadership, management skills, you can be abundantly more effective at running the Bahamas than sometimes we see displayed in what we get. Because it matters that you are capable of leading and that you are capable of managing so that you can cause to collaborate, coordinate, and cooperate the people that must do the things that gets the results for Bahamian people. That matters too.
Yeah, so that would beg this question now. When you look at all of the leadership that we have had in this country, I'm 60-something, so I'm a little bit older. When you look at all of the leadership that we've had in this country, which one or two of them, if any, really demonstrated good management skill before they became elected? That's a tough question.
It ain't tough for me, but it ain't a question I'm going to speak to today. The environment that we are operating in today does not abide too much truth about sensitive matters, and that one is a sensitive matter. I don't want to get in it. After the election, I can take that up with you.
I appreciate it.
Take care, my friend. Appreciate you calling, man. This text says, ask your now friend C. Allen. He will tell you that the sale of BTC was the worst deal in the Bahamas by any government. It was proven because the new owner sold part of it within a year for more profit than they brought it for. You're talking absolute nonsense, crap, ignorance. Okay? Absolute nonsense, crap, ignorance. All right? So I am not one of the persons you could spit that stuff you are here on the street from and then think that I could buy that. You can't prove what you just said. So all you're doing is texting, and I gave you the opportunity to have your text read. You're talking absolute nonsense, ignorant stuff. Absolute nonsense. If you have the view that it was the worst deal ever, that's fine. If C. Allen has that view, that's fine. But you cannot substantiate that about the sale right after for this. I hear that nonsense, stupid talk. I've heard that. It's absolute ignorance. All right? Means you don't know what you're talking about. You got to share that with somebody else, not me. Absolute nonsense. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money. At work.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Public transportation drivers, start your day the smart way. Roku's gas station. Get a whopping 20 off diesel. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's unheard of. But it's true. Roku's loyalty card saves you money. And it's free. Get yours now. On the spot. Wide entrance. Multiple pumps. No congestion. In and out fast. So Malapala Highway and Faith Avenue.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news. Smart talk. All day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad to be on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on the show, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. This text says, please don't cause these people to make you cuss. Ain't nobody has made me, brought me close to cussing. Not even close to cussing. Not even, doesn't even arise. Do you know, if I get angriest, the cussing even that I reach to. No, sir. But I am definitely going to be as emphatic as I want about the things that I believe and are passionate about, period. You can believe that. And you all know me for years now, you know, ain't nothing changed. Let me tell you something, please. So, if the Prime Minister, as an example, makes a speech, do you think the Prime Minister wants everybody to hear that speech? Of course he does. Do you think when the Prime Minister makes a speech, do you think he believes he's saying good and positive things? Of course he believes that. Of course he believes that. Do you think that if the Prime Minister's speech invokes very positive feelings on the part of people, that he would be delighted if people came on these shows and got in the print, and all over the country talk about, say, all the wonderful things that's happening? Of course he would. Of course he would. He would love that. That's the aim. That's the reason for sharing the information. Not just as a politician. That's just you want to let people know you're doing good things. Well, if that is true, then if someone has questions about what the Prime Minister says, if someone has a point of view about what the Prime Minister says, doesn't that go along with the territory also? Right? So the Prime Minister announces that he's signing a memorandum of understanding with the power company in Grand Bahama that might include the control of the power company. He never said purchase. The power company's note that we read under the name of Dave, said purchase as an option. The Prime Minister just said control, could come into control of. So the Prime Minister says that. If you are a thinking person, tell me what you're supposed to do about that. Tell me what you're supposed to do with that. Right? Take your PLPism, your FNMism, your COIism, your DNAism, or otherism off for a moment. Take that and put it in your lap for a minute. I want to announce to you today, we have a memorandum, and that could lead to the control of the power company. Tell me what I should do about that. How should I think? What should I do? Should I have come on the radio and go, oh my goodness, oh hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh my goodness. What should I have done with that today? You're knowing me, knowing how I have operated. Tell me what I should have done with that today. The Prime Minister says that we have mobilized Polycon, and Polycon has engaged HotMix to do something at the Grand Bahama International Airport. Tell me what you expected me to do about that. What should I have done today? Should I come on the radio and say, oh my gosh, wow, that means, what does it mean? Tell me. I don't understand. What is it that would you have to expect it? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. What's going on?
Right here, man. What's up?
All that means to me is fluff. But let me just say this. Boy, some good weather, boy. Florida could be, the wind chill could be tidy in Miami. So I know you people are going to get some of that.
Yeah, but why are you calling that good weather, man? I ain't shit no cold weather. I's a warm-blooded animal.
You say the current? Like, you're saving some current. You ain't got to burn the AC.
Yeah, but I don't do cold like that.
I can't take too much cold and take too much.
But the
question with the fellow gentleman asked, that's an easy one for me. Out of the best two, well, Cerulean was a premier. But that's an easy one for me, Sir Lyndon and Hubert Alexander Ingram. And then, like how you say, after this election, then I can let you know who's the worst two. But I ain't going to say that now. But talking about free is a bunch of fluff. But would you, like, lately you used to complain a lot about the outage in your current and the problems with you and people with your current. Did that improve?
Well, you know, yes, it did. It did because, you know, that was really an intermittent thing that they faced because they had done something with them, some generators and what have you. But you know, we've had periods of reliability problems with the power company. But in the history of the power company, reliability was not an issue. Pricing, cost, yeah, but reliability, though.
Yeah, I remember. I remember it used to be back in the
You're not an English.
Same thing down to the family islands. We don't consist in power down there, too. So what do you think? You think with that agreement with that will make it better for you all or what?
Well, there is nothing in the history of government's management of a company like a power company or telecommunications company, nothing that would suggest to me that anybody would be better off if an FNM, PLP, or any other government owned the power company. Nothing.
If
Hubert Alexander Ingram were buying the power company today and I were on this show, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd be saying, I can't imagine why he would think that would be good for us.
Yeah.
Can't imagine it. I can't make a case for that.
Yeah, and you all should be tired of these MOUs. Every time MOUs, shovel over. Man, I'm tired of seeing that now and all the time, man. And then when the government and change, then these things, these MOUs don't get honored and all that. You all see fighting over that again. Anyway, I can hang up and continue listening, man.
Yeah,
great
man.
Show.
Okay, brother. You know what is interesting? So a texter calls me, says to me, there you go again. Because I'm asking what they... So, let me read something from Latrey Ramming. This is from the Director of Communications in the Prime Minister's office. This is what he says. This says, Ramming confirms GB Power Company is acquisition. Listen to what he says. Misgivings were last night voiced about the government's planned purchase of Grand Bahama Power Company after it was confirmed that the Prime Minister was referring to an acquisition, in quote, as opposed to just taking regulatory, in quote, control over the energy monopoly. Okay? So they felt the need to make some clarifications. Why? Because other people had questions. But they all FNMs. That's what happened, eh? With FNMs or COI, they all had questions. No, man. No. And this is part of the challenge we're going to face. But, you know, this the government is going to do things because it believes or hopes that it will advance its cause and interests, even if, as it believes, it will do something positive for the people of the Bahamas. And it will face and confront people who don't understand, do not agree, do not see it that way. And that's called a democracy. That's what it's called. A democracy. We in the Bahamas will always be better off when a number of things are true about the government of the Bahamas. So if you are Michael Pintard as leader of the opposition, if you are Lincoln Bean as leader of the COI, or you are Prime Minister Brave Davis as leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, these things remain true for you. When you come to office, before you come to office, you should have clarity of purpose and precision of strategy. Let me say it again. You should have clarity of purpose and precision of strategy. There should be no ad hocness. There should be no haphazardness. There should be no failing systematicness about how you are proceeding. That's the first thing. Clarity of purpose and precision of strategy. One of the great challenges we have is too many people. Leadership of things, whether that's a company or a country, have only a vague set of notions about what it is required to move the thing in a direction that brings about benefits for the stakeholders of the thing. Vague. Vague ain't gonna cut it in a precise world. Vague won't cut it in a challenging, complex world. That don't mean you have all the answers, but you need to be clear on your purpose and precise on your strategy before you come to office. Because when you come to office, the inertia of the dynamics of the day-to-day governing of a country overtakes you, and soon you find yourself distracted. Oh, you got invited to a meeting over here. Oh, I got to go to a meeting over there. Oh, these people, labor unions crying about this. Oh, these people crying about that. And before you know it, all you become is a glorified administrator of the political of affairs of state, rather than a leader pushing, pressing, motivating the development of your country. And so then you start doing things that, oh, you're hoping to get a buzz here, a trigger there, and so forth and so forth. That's the first thing. Precision of clarity of purpose, and precision of strategy. Secondly, you have to believe passionately in the effectiveness of transparency through communication. You have to believe that. You have to believe that the people that you govern deserve to be moved along with you as you think through ideas and thoughts. In every organization, whenever I have thoughts about what to do, I put at the top of it draft. Why? Because until you've had discussions with people who are key to what it is you're doing, putting final isn't helpful. Transparency isn't a negotiable in government. It's not negotiable. It's essential. Essential, absolutely essential. And that requires effective communication, moving people along. Communication ain't dropping a note in there just for dropping a note's sake. Communication is, I want a dialogue with you as we move along so that you are, one, aware of what the thoughts are, one, two, aware of what the plans are, three, aware of what the to be, and four, capable of inputting strategically so that we can move together in as much as possible in an agreed fashion. And then thirdly, you want to be committed to accountability. Yes, man. You're owing me an explanation ain't no luxury. You're owing me an explanation is an obligation. You cannot play cute with my information. It doesn't belong to you. and the lawyer stands up in court representing me, that's me. That's me in court. How do you plead? We plead innocent. When we get together, what's our strategy? When I was in election court, Fred Smith was my lawyer, and Fred Smith and I'm Greece. Wire blocking, so I can remember in a little bit. I hope. Fred and us, we met with regularity. Why? He wanted to discuss with me what we were going to do next and how we were going to, did I have any thoughts about this? Did I have any thoughts about that? That only makes sense for representation. Representation, you cannot. And if you are Michael Pintard become prime minister, if you are Lincoln Bean become prime minister, if you are Prime Minister Brad Davis become prime minister again, there is no option. And the failure and the lack thereof is a failure of governance, period. And it isn't only a failure because it might cost you your job. It's a failure because it costs the society the level of trust and cooperation necessary to move together. You all realize that we are one nation. We are a country. We are in this together, man. We are living our separate lives, but we are in this boat together. We are in this ship together, sailing on this spaceship called planet Earth. We are in God orchestrated the universe in such a way as to make us a people. And we are required to do some things together in order to move ahead. There are many things that require your individual effort, but there are some things, some sacred things necessary in this country for us to move together, and the leadership of the country is required to keep view of that and keep that ever before you and me and help us do that together. That's a fact. And it don't make no difference if you like me or don't like me. Yes, Robert Adams, so sorry. Yes, great Robert Adams. I don't know why I had the mental block just now. He was the other lawyer. Excellent communicative, strategist. That's just, you know. You're liking me ain't no issue, bro. Sis, when I go to sleep at night, I try to block everything out my head. So the last thing will be on my mind when I go to sleep will be you. Doesn't matter. I'm not required to like you, and you're not required to like me. I am required to love you, and you are required to love me, and I'm going to do that. We need to be clear. Let me tell you something, man. I've been in politics. Been there, done that. I understand the games of politics, and I don't think that will necessarily change. But what I am fairly certain of is if we don't change the mix in the proportion to which our activities apply to one versus the other, we shall not get very much further in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We shall not. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ash Eye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Put more more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity debt consolidation loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity debt consolidation loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Marcos is something small, think big. The big XL deal at Marcos Pizza is just $16.50. One extra large, one topping pizza you'll love at a great price. Big nights need big pizza. Made with our founder's signature sauce, fresh cheese, and fresh dough. Taste the freshness in every slice. Big slices, big flavor, big value. Order now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Go big tonight with Marcos.
This is Guardian Radio. Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us for these last moments of the show. Don't forget, tomorrow we have the Central Bank and the Credit Union Bureau to talk to us about credit. And then on Friday, we talk about insurance and risk management. This text says, when it comes to Patelco, how quickly we forget. Bills and mortgages, I don't think so. Making the use of cell phone was a luxury. The service was deplorable. The company was used as a political tool. You remember how difficult it was back in those days? It was landlines you had to get. You remember how difficult it was to get a landline? You remember that? No, anybody remember? They don't even remember the rates. Nobody remembers now, eh? Not too many people. For some people, it's convenient to forget. Not only that, you had no options. It was a monopoly. You had no option. These days, my children trying to get me to switch to Live. Well, how you get a Live in an environment where there's no competition? That was the biggest part of the Patelco privatization. Not the Patelco sale, which so many people like to focus on as if all of Patelco was sold. 51% of Patelco's shares were sold. The government of the Bahamas still owns 49%. And nobody wants to call their name when something is not happening with Patelco, with BTC. The government of the Bahamas is an owner, a big owner in BTC. You let you to be the owner in something and them people, them don't give you no credit when the time comes. If you take in the money when the dividends are made, why shouldn't you share in the responsibility when problems happen? The government of the Bahamas is 49% owner into Prime Minister Christie and those, they got 2% back, so now it's 51% or some kind of something sort of that. This text says, I don't know how the PM expected for the general public to view that announcement. However, when I heard you say that nothing has changed at the airport, I concluded that the entire statement is purely posturing. Listening to the PM, you would think that the works at the airport is well on the way. Alas, this bucket comes from the well empty once again. Well, just to make sure, I just went down there and to, you know. This text says, we need more voices like yours on air. I don't know. But I appreciate that. Thank you. This text says, says, who is the new company? No one knows them. dirty deals done dirty, dirt cheap, hey? I had never heard of Polycorn in my life, so I am curious to find out what that's about. Curious to find out what that's about. I really do not know. Okay, so this is my final notes. To be clear, I never said that the Prime Minister that the Prime Minister's stuff was this or that. I'm asking questions because questions are what is warranted. Because there were things that were said that really raised questions. MOU, was it signed? What's in the MOU? Well, according to Mera, nothing has been signed. And it sounds like it ain't even been drafted. To do what? According to Prime Minister's speech, you don't know. It was to be in a position to control the power company. But the Prime Minister didn't say purchase, so now we're hearing, subsequent to that, he meant purchase. But he didn't say it. I mean, this is a Prime Minister of the Bahamas. This is a written speech. This is a written speech by the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Are you guys... Listen, man, y'all do not do this to our Prime Minister. You cannot get the Prime Minister of the Bahamas in the public sphere with a structured speech saying vagaries that you have to come behind and say what the Prime Minister meant. Are you serious? Or was that what you wanted? You know? Come on, man. Why could not the Prime Minister simply say, we are in discussions with Emira about purchasing the power company? Clear as day. Why could the Prime Minister not have said, listen, I know you've been, I know that you have been at the airport, let me tell you. The last set of things we attempted to do with the airport did not work. Was not materializing. We have since entered into an agreement with Polycorn. And Polycorn will construct the airport for X amount of dollars over a period of time in phases. Polycorn is a company, blah, 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 owned and operated by, blah, 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 blah. We expect work to begin on the airport on X date. That's called direct communication. And it's always the best so that you don't have to come behind and then clarify something that could have been clear once the information had been delivered in the first place. Right? And you this is the job of a communications unit to make the Prime Minister look good and sound good, to make it clear to the public what is the intention, behavior, activity of the government of the Bahamas. That's the aim. I do note, and perhaps my friends in the media will help me, that we remain yet without information regarding substantial details about the Alukaya, the Grand Lucaya property. Still, unless you got some new information, has a conveyance been consummated? Has $120 million been delivered to the public treasury? Are the new owners actually still in place to affect the execution of the project? Is there a commencement date for the project? Still no information. What's happening with the current staff? What is their status? What is the status of their pay? And who's paying them?
No, not yet.
You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lighten, your host. God spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.